The Flata Show with Kenty and Jose. Hi, kids. Welcome to the Flatus Et. But this isn't really the Flatus Show. This is just a little update as I test out different sources of trying to get some information to you, to keep in touch with you until I get my new computer. As you know, my eMac, the one I do the Flatus Show on, the computer I can produce the Flatus Show on, is having issues with its monitor. So what I need to do is I need to get a new computer and transfer all that information onto the new computer and get rid of the eMac so I can go back to my regularly scheduled shows, which I am missing terribly because, you know, there's tons of stuff to talk about. And you might say, well, can't you just do it on the laptop? Well, it's the way I have it set up, it's not that as easy as you think. And I really need to have a stable computer. Not that the laptop's not stable, but I have a limited space, right? And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, you have two computers. I mean, you can't have that limited, right? How can I explain this? It's just the way I have it set up, it's difficult for me to do it with this laptop. I just don't feel comfortable with the way I have it set up and the way I want to have it set up. I can sit and do it or stand, and this new way I have to move things around, it's just not comfortable, right? So until I can afford to get a new computer, I'm not going to have a regular Flatus show up. Now, I do have the Flatus Et to keep you posted about, letting you know I'm still here and give you some scoops about when I'm getting the new computer. Now, hopefully, I'll be able to get it in January. That's what I'm planning on. But if things don't work out, I mean, if I don't get, depending on what my tax refund is and some other things, I probably won't be able to do it, you know. So what I'm trying to do is trying to find a used eMac, which is going to last me. You know, I've seen them online for $300. I'd like to actually see it, you know, go someplace to see it, you know, before I change over, you know, make sure it's exactly what I have. Or maybe get an iMac, an iMac, you know, to replace this, because that'd be a lot less space, you know, that which would be nice, because the eMac is kind of big. And, something like that. I don't know. I would love to get something even better, like a Mac, so I could render my video better. I can render the video on my laptop, which I'll probably put up a lot of video, because that's easy for me to do. I can put up video until I get my new computer, but until I can get this computer replaced, I'm not going to have regularly scheduled Flatus shows. And, whatever, right? However, let me tell you, and unexpectedly, I have two donations for my new computer from listeners. So if you're so inclined, if you're not affected by the economy and can afford to throw a few shekels, my donate button is on the flatusshow.blogspot.com. So feel free to do that. But, you know, it's hard time. So, you know, if you only have money for yourself, just, you know, don't do it. You know, I'm not going to be like a televangelist trying to suck the money out of poor people. But if you are somehow unaffected by the Madoff scheme or the economy in general and can afford to, donate some money, like if you're, you know, Warren Buffett or something. Though he's the kind of person who would only, you know, invest, give me the money if he knew he was going to get a return. This would be certainly a donation where you shouldn't be expecting necessarily a return but it would make me happy, and not that I'm the, you know, not that my happiness really, you know, matters in the scheme, grand scheme of things, but I'm able to then make my listeners happy by providing them with the with my feedback, you know. So I guess it has some social worth, podcasting. It certainly does. You know how much I believe in podcasting. So that's it. But, you know, I need to, I'm not trying to, you know, be difficult. I just, you know what, I'm just trying to, you know, keep my standards and keep it the way I have to. You know, I have to have there has to be some cutoff point as to, you know, I'm not going to do this if it's going to be uncomfortable or hard to do, you know. I mean, it's hard enough to do the show weekly without adding to production problems. So that's that. So I love you all, and keep in touch. Stay in touch with the blog. I'll be posting, probably some video. I'll be doing these occasionally, Flatus Et. And maybe every 2 weeks I'll do a Brenda Starr update, because that has to be done regularly, because you need Brenda Starr. And so that's probably what it will be. So, you know, that's it. So here's the Brenda Starr update.
Lash! That's Brenda Starr you hear, finishing up her scoop just for you.
Brenda Starr. Hi, kids. The Brenda Starr update. So, let's see. Last week, Basil and Brenda were talking about Ringo at the Old Sod Pub, which we asked whether that was a gay bar. And so Brenda suggests that maybe, just maybe, Bentley Price killed Ringo. But Basil assures her that he didn't, because he had just phoned Basil. Ringo had just phoned Basil. Basil tells Brenda this, and that Ringo's in London. So Brenda chastises Basil and says, you know, why didn't you tell me you knew this? And Basil says, the less you know, Brenda, the safer you will be. So Brenda and Basil go back to the hotel room, and Sage is asleep, and they're getting dressed up to go to attend the auction that Aurora is going to have to sell, you know, the Kazuki artifacts. And they're going to reclaim that stolen artifact, which, you know, Bentley Price stole from Basil. So they're walking to the auction, and Brenda's phone rings, but she's too late picking it up, and it says it's from Wanda. So Basil tells Brenda, we need to talk about Wanda later. What does this mean? A menage a trois? So Brenda and Basil arrive at the auction uninvited, and Aurora is surprised. So Basil pulls Aurora aside to talk to her, while Ringo asks Brenda to dance. So then that's the first week. And let's see here. So we have, dancing with Ringo. So the whole week we have panels of Ringo dancing with Miss Brenda Starr. And we learn that he is sarcastic because Brenda had asked, well, where did you learn to dance? And he said, at the Fred Astaire School in Kazakhstan. And so then she asks, what do you do on holidays? And we've learned that in Kazuki holidays, people fast, shoot and dance, and make romance. And then he starts quoting Rumi and Hafiz. They're Persian poets, I imagine. I think Rumi's a Persian poet. I don't know about Hafiz. So Brenda asks Ringo, did Basil ask you to flirt with me? Because he's really flirting with Brenda during this whole dancing. To test my feelings for Basil? And Ringo says, but do you love him? And Brenda says, less talk and more dance. Because she's sort of turned on by Ringo, okay? He's dark and swarthy and, you know, who wouldn't be? Well, I mean, maybe some people wouldn't be into it, but you know what I'm saying. So Ringo finally declares his love for Brenda. And Brenda's like, but Ringo, and then he runs off embarrassed. So Brenda says, well, it's about time I look for Basil. So she's looking through the room for Basil as the auction begins. starting with the rarest Kazuki artifact. Now, is that Kazuki artifact the one that Basil found, that Brent, you know, that Bentley Price stole? And is Brenda Starr in love with Ringo? And will they get it on later on in the bathroom, maybe, or a utility closet? And what about Aurora and Basil? What about them? Are they really secretly related somehow? And what about Sage? Is he still sleeping in his hotel room, or is he going to get into trouble and wake up and walk past his nanny who looks like Mary Poppins and end up at the auction? And then, of course, you know, probably put into a bad situation, like tied up or something, you know. They'll all end up tied up until Spot or whatever, Patch, comes and rescues them. And we'll find out all of this. Maybe we'll find out how this resolves next week. If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.